Blog Talk Radio.
Think about it.
In him, do I live, move and have
Oh, praise the Lord. That was Nothing Without You with Jason Nelson. That was a blessing. We can't do anything without the Lord Jesus Christ who's on our side. Where would we be? We're so thankful today that you have joined us for a Tuesday afternoon. In Jesus' name, well, we bless you and we welcome you to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Agent Bernard, and I'm Sister Ruby Lowry in today. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And read that out of the King James Version, and I came out of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time, and that's with Minister Billy Burns. And we have early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. It's for all the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer requests or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and on Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you can listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archived messages. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And we appreciate and are thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you and Evangelist Adrian Bernard and me that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. And we ask you, each and every one, to pray the will for this broadcast that Jesus Christ will have his will in his way. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from New Orleans. Evangelist? Okay, I thought that was her number. The light is on, though. So,
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Okay, God bless you, Evangelist. I turned it over
thank
to you.
You
I read.
Thank you. Thank you for opening up. Amen. Once again, we welcome you. We give God glory. We give him praise. Amen. For another opportunity to be on the line to share the good news. We all know that the good news is the gospel, and that is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Amen. We're thankful for another opportunity to be here. Amen. Amen. We certainly don't take it for granted. We thank God for his mercies are renewed every morning. So when we see you all on the line, we know God has been as gracious to you as he has been to us. Amen. Once again, we welcome you to a time of reflection where we are empowering souls for destiny. Amen, amen. And we all know that we have a destiny to pursue, and that destiny is in Christ Jesus. Amen. We don't have a scheduled speaker today, and amen, and many times this week is a freestyle week. Amen. So whomever will be speaking on the line today, we want them to share with us what the Lord has placed on his heart. So today the Lord dealt with me about just opening up the line for testimonies. Amen. You know, the Bible said in Revelations 12 and 11 that they overcame him, whom the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb. Excuse me. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, for that interruption. But anyway, today we want to just give God some praise. Amen. We want to open up the lines, and I'm sure if God has done anything in your life, you certainly have a testimony or some testimonies. The song open up with Jason Nelson singing, "I'm nothing without you." Amen. And truly, we know that we can't do anything in and of ourselves. We move, we live, and we have our being because of God. Amen. So I don't know about you all, but I'm thankful today. Amen. I can just give a little brief testimony. I know if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be today? So when I think about Psalm 34, it says, "I will bless the Lord at all times." Amen. "And his praise shall continually be in my mouth." We often quote these scriptures, amen, but when trouble come upon us or we find ourselves in a difficult situation, then we can't even think of a scripture like this. Amen. But when you say, "I will bless the Lord at all times," you're telling the Lord, no matter what come, no matter what go, no matter what circumstances, no matter what situation, no matter whether I'm broke today or if I'm free in the spirit the next day, guess what? I'm going to bless you, Lord. I'm going to remember you for your goodness. I'm going to remember how you pulled me out of the muck and the mire. I'm going to remember from whence I came. Amen, amen. Everyone should have a testimony for themselves. The psalmist said, "You don't know my story." We all have a story, and we all have different backgrounds, and we all have come from different walks of life. Amen, but I thank God because we serve one Lord. Amen. There's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Amen. So we all are serving the Most High, and we all are purposing in our heart to see Jesus one day. And to do that, we have to work on ourselves. We have to work on ourselves diligently. I can't work on you because I don't know what your issues are. I don't know what your struggles are, but I know what mine are. So therefore, I have to work on me. Amen. So we thank God today. We thank God for his mercies again and for his grace. Amen. And we're going to open up the lines. Amen. I see Sister Leslie on the line, and she's always willing to go forth. Amen. But before she come forth, I'm going to ask Sister Ruby to just open up with a brief word of prayer on today, and then we're going to get right on into testimonies today. Amen. Amen. Sister Ruby, God bless you.
Oh, God bless each and every one. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity to come before you, Lord Jesus, that you would choose us out. of your people to come forth on this broadcast. Lord, if we said or done anything that was against your precious stone, Lord, we repent, because we don't want our prayers or our words or the testimony or the speaker to go forth and it don't penetrate, and it's just like just saying words and not you being pleased in heaven, because you send your words down here to your precious people that they may understand and see doing for us in this land. Hallelujah. We just thank you for our host, Evangelist Founder, and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. We thank you for strength, Lord Jesus. We thank you for leading and guiding her path, Lord Jesus, in the way that she would have to go. Lord, we thank you for her mother and family and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Lord Jesus, and down there with them and enjoying being back home. You know, it's always good when you can go back home. Hallelujah. With peace in your heart, and you have made a way for us. Lord Jesus, we just thank you so very much for each and every one that you have sent on this line. Hallelujah. Because we always say, if it wasn't for you, where would we be? If it wasn't,
Hallelujah,
would allow you to lead in this broadcast, we would be just like a ship without a sail. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise you, and we love you for this opportunity and for the men and the mighty women, the men and women of God that you have sent on this line, anointed to bring forth your word from heaven down on this earth. Lord Jesus, we pray for each and every one. Hallelujah, Lord, because you know where we can go. We pray for them in the convalescent hospital. We pray for them in the hospital, Lord. We pray for the sick and shut in. Hallelujah,
yes,
Lord Jesus. Anybody on this line or on the chat room or the Twitter or wherever it goes, Lord Jesus, we lift them up in prayer. Because one thing about it, you know what we stand in need of. Hallelujah. And you said, seek your face and call on you, and you'll be right near us, Lord. You say you never slumber and you never sleep. You're over there 24 hours. We can call, and you say, here I am. Hallelujah, my child. So, Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity. We just thank you for the testimony and the message that went forth yesterday with Evangelist T on the broadcast that brought forth the word, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for each and every soul that you sent on here, your anointed men and women of God, to bring forth the word. Hallelujah. And we're so honored and we're so blessed that you would allow us to come on this line today and do the prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
And lift you up in Jesus' mighty name. And, Lord, we say thank you. And we ask you, Lord, to go to the bereaved families all over this nation, all over the world, Lord Jesus, to touch them, to comfort them. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, to send your word, like Evangelist Bernard said, it's about the good news of Jesus Christ, how you died and rose. Hallelujah. How you died and you rose and you went to the grave forevermore to bring us back in right relationship with you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we thank you and we praise you for the God of our salvation and the saving grace that you have given us, allowed us to go out and witness and bring your souls in here. Hallelujah. To be in your royal family, baptized believers in Jesus Christ and your precious people, because you said in this, all souls are yours. Hallelujah. But then you said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. But you also said, come and repent. Come and repent back to me, and I will no otherwise.
Now, Gary, you know I'm on my broadcast, and y'all
yeah.
put all that noise.
Yeah, we thank you. Hallelujah.
You know this is ridiculous.
Hallelujah.
I'm
Hallelujah.
Have to find another way to do this thing.
Hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Back over to Evangelist Bernard. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Send your anointing. Send that fire from on heaven.
Hallelujah.
For your people. Faithful on this line. Hallelujah.
Thank
you
Jesus.
Said once you're obedient
Thank
you,
Lord
to you. Hallelujah.
Thank
no
more.
Give you.
Oh,
but
God.
I will
yes.
give you more.
Jesus.
Obedience is better than sacrifice. And we
yes,
power that on both feet. Woo!
Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Oh, we're blessing the Lord today. Amen. We thanking him. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, glory. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. That's all I've been hearing ringing in my spirit this morning, even earlier this morning. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise.
Hallelujah.
Shall continually be in my mouth. Amen, amen. This is a day that we need to give praise to God. This is a day that we need to bless the Lord. Amen. This is a day that we need to remember from whence he brought us from. Amen. We need to remember. Amen. The psalmist said, Jesus, I'll never forget. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We had a beautiful time on yesterday with Sister T. We're going a little bit higher today because we're not through talking about God's goodness. Amen. So we're going to go on, and Sister Leslie was the first one on the line. Amen. And we're going to open up the lines today for a word of testimony. Amen. And even if God has laid something on your heart that you would like to share with our listeners, we invite you to do that today. We want you to be mindful and remember there are your other brothers and sisters on the line. Amen. Though to those of you that's out in radio land, amen, and may come on the chat room if you'd like us to pray with you, or if you would like to share something with us on that, in that chat room, we welcome you to do so. So God bless you, Sister Leslie. Amen. You're going to be the first partaker today.
God bless you. First, giving honor to God, giving honor to you, Sister Bernard, and everyone in their calling as they respect the places that they've been called by God today on the line. I'm just glad, and I'm just glad that I can count it all joy when I face all different type of things. And lately I've just been tugging on God. And it seems the more that I tug on him, he is pouring out. And that's what's needed. I've been blessed by calling the line. I'm happy that I can commit and call in more often now that school is out. And I just wanted to give God the glory this morning and the praise. And I'm just thankful for the love that he's pouring in my heart for people. Just even love for my enemies. I just don't really have time to be concerned with the things that pull me down or weigh me down. Just focusing on God and reading his word and calling for refilling. And I'm just blessed by everyone on the line and all who share words of wisdom. It's just truly a blessing. I'm glad that we even were given another chance today to call in and just, you know, come in unity on unity in the name of Jesus Christ. So I'm thankful, and God bless you all.
Well, praise the Lord, Sister Leslie. That just was a blessed testimony.
Thank you.
On the line. Evangelist Bernard?
Amen, amen. God bless you. Amen. We thank God for Sister Leslie. Thank God for her coming on and supporting us. Amen. We're going to go to Sister Ruby. Let's hear from Sister Ruby today. Amen. This is just some testimonies today. Amen. So a little down day today, not down in our spirit. Amen. But we didn't have anybody scheduled, so the Lord just said, open up the lines and let's flow with some testimonies today. Amen. God has been good to us. So I'm sure everyone can dig down. Amen. And find something to give God glory and praise for on today. So we're going to go to Sister Ruby.
Oh, okay. Well, praise the Lord, everybody on the line. I'm like Minister Democrat. I'm Phil Churchy. And it's a thank you. Thank you, Jesus, thank you. If I had the song, if I could sing it like that, I would say, thank you, Jesus, thank you. He's been so good to me. I think I look up and say, Lord, I just thank you for keeping your people the way you would have them to be. You know, I say, Lord, you know, I guess I said it about that. You come to me and, you know, I don't really like to. Well, you got to give God the glory and the testimony, so.
Oh, yeah, you can go when you want, Sister Ruby.
I'm just saying to myself, you know, I said, Lord, I just thank you because He always look out for us, you know, like, each year, my daughter been gone like 3 years this year, and it's the strangest thing of feeling for me because she wasn't sick naturally, so I couldn't understand her leaving the way she done, I mean, the way that she did do. But I said, Lord, you know, and this year was the hardest year for me. I know my her husband want to go, my son-in-law always want to go to the gravesite, and I know that she's gone from there, but it's just the idea of being with family and the grandson and coming, and they go there and we flowers and we stay there and all like that. So it's just like encouraging them that I want to be a part of them as they, you know, as they remember my daughter. So it's a blessing. But it seemed like this year I was just I couldn't get myself back together. I just couldn't get myself back together. It was so devastating for me. And it's only been, it's like 3 years, but it was so devastating for me. I know that once not on this earth, we're with the Lord, and he has the whole. But, you know, it was just devastating, and it was like April the 29th or something. So I stopped off the broadcast, I think, that Wednesday. I didn't come back on that Thursday or Friday. And, you know, I just didn't have a mind to want to even come on there. And I'm saying, Lord, I know it's not you. It's just going through this situation. And I can't shake it. I can't, and I'm calling myself safe, but I can't shake it. I just cried, and I know that the Lord, he didn't give me no peace with this. And I stayed off. I said, I can't go. I'm just not there. I'm just not there. Why, Lord? You know, you ask the question, why? I mean, I feel like I ask the question in myself because everybody grieves different. But I never expected her to leave before me. You know, as mothers, we always feel like, oh, we going to go before our children. But for them to go before us, knowing the case, you know, like not knowing, I'm looking at her, she's looking beautiful and well on the outside, but she was sick in the inside. So I'm not thinking about that. And, you know, I was off of this broadcast. I was just out of, couldn't get my mindset, and I tried to just lay down, and I never felt like I
Jesus.
God. And I said, Lord, you got to help me. You got to help me, Lord. I need your help. I didn't want to pray. I didn't want to do anything. I just wanted just to fold up and not even be here on this earth. And I said, Lord, I don't know. I don't know. You know, it's not me. I'm always want to witness or be somewhere. But I was just out of it. I've never felt like that in all of my life. But then, let me see, that was April, May. I think Evangel Bernard said something to me about whatever. And I normally, the Lord normally give a word or whatever, but I didn't want to receive nothing. I just didn't want to receive anything. I said, Lord, I'm toe up. I'm down. Don't seem like I can get up. And you know, the Lord was so gracious. That's why I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I was there in the bed. I mean, I didn't want to leave out of nowhere. I didn't. It was just a devastating event for me. I'm saying, Lord, I can't do it. I didn't want to be bothered. I just didn't want to do anything. And, you know, I think in May of this last month, the Lord came to me, and he allowed me to hear my daughter's voice. And he said, what are you doing? I'm fine. The Lord, you have to keep on going because you still have work to do. And I said, Lord, I thank you. Seemed like that hit my heart and went in, and it made me at peace. It was I couldn't explain to y'all, but it was a peace. And I started crawling up, and I started moving out, and I said, devil, you a lie. The blood of Jesus come against you, because I ain't sinning. The Lord ain't got me off of this earth, and I know she says she's fine, she with the Lord. I heard her voice, in my interview be talking. I said, Lord, I just say thank you. That's why I say if I could saw, thank you, Jesus, thank you for bringing me back, for lifting me up, for stand in need of. But, I mean, I was toe up this time. I think every year something different. And I say, Lord, I thank you. I've got to go back to work for you. I got to get some strength in my body, in my mind and heart that I can go. And you know what? He brought me up after I heard her voice, and then I seemed like I got strength. I said, Lord, I thank you.
Glory.
And so, and then I felt so, well, I didn't want to go on the broadcast because I felt that I wasn't worthy. You know what I'm saying? I just couldn't do it. And I'm saying, you know, you're never supposed to leave your post. You know, if the Lord gave you work, you have to complete the work. But sometimes.
Come on, Sister Ruby.
And he's gracious. And the it came to me, he said he wept twice. He wept over Jerusalem and he wept over Lazarus, but he got up.
Come on
and
now,
worked.
You preaching now. Go ahead.
Lord, hallelujah. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with each and every one that's on there. I wasn't able to get back on this line, and I thank y'all so much for the prayers of the saints. But I said the Lord had to deliver me out of this. So if anything, I can say he's a deliverer, he's a healer, he's a way maker.
Jesus.
And he don't want us to backslide. I said, Lord, you know, I'm not backslide. But it's just like being backslidden, because if you got a job and you're not doing it, or you're not going to church, or you're not fellowshipping with the saints, then you feel. I felt like I was in a backslidden state.
Jesus.
Hey, hallelujah. And I said, Lord, you got to help me. But the Lord not only helped me, but saints, y'all helped me. So I just didn't want to whine. I did, but this was a devastating year for me. But the Lord brought me to it. And with the blessing and the help, management, and each and every one of y'all that prayed for me, I felt the prayers. I know the prayers. But I thank you. And it opened up my heart because I had locked down. I mean,
Jesus.
Penitentiary somewhere because I locked down and like I didn't have control of nothing. But I thank God because he loved us and he brought me back. And prophetess Darlene Davis came on, evangelist agent asked her to come on, and she came on Sunday and filled up the Sunday space with the prayer.
Yes.
Say,
yes.
Lord,
hallelujah.
I just couldn't do it. But anyway, I'm going to close this one out, and I just thank you. And for each and every one, because it's all about unity and love and charity. Don't worry, try to understand that we all go different situations. And when we're not there, pray for us. Pray for the
saints. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah.
Haven't arrived yet. So pray for me, and we pray for each other, and we love each other, because the Lord is the only one can deliver us out of where we're at. So pray, my children. Hallelujah.
Woo, Lord. Now, that was a testimony. Hey, glory to God. That was a testimony, Sister Ruby. The Bible said in Revelation, we overcame him. You overcome the enemy. You overcame the enemy. Amen. Because you didn't allow him to let you stay in that state. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ooh, David said, I once was young, but now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken. God will never forsake his people. We all, glory. That was a testimony, Sister Ruby. We overcame him by what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And that's what the enemy does. He seduces us through these whispering demons. That's what they are, whispering demons, and they whisper in our ear and tell us to give up. They tell us we're not nothing. Nobody loves us. Nobody cares. Go on and wallow in self-pity. Go on and let this grief overtake you. Because guess what? in a minute it's going to work on your physical body. And after it start working on your physical body, it start to deteriorating. Amen. And as we allow these seducing spirits to take us over, amen, their job is to take us out, hey, and have us graveyard dead. But Sister Ruby says the Lord allowed her daughter's voice. The Lord allowed her to hear her daughter's voice. Hallelujah. And I know the Spirit of God was talking to her and telling her, Ruby, where there's life, there is hope, there is yet strength. Amen. So as she began to be encouraged, and we were praying for Sister Ruby, amen, and I knew what she was going through because I've been through that, amen, but it wasn't, I had another child. That was her only child, amen. So I can certainly empathize with what she have gone through, but I heard her say, and I don't know if you all heard her, she said, don't come off your post. Don't come off your assignment.
Come on.
Don't come off your assignment. I don't care what you have to go through. Sister Ruby said she felt she had abandoned her assignment. God assigned her to this line. God assigned her to open up this blog talk.
That's right. God
assigned her for Sunday morning prayer. That's an assignment. Amen. Mm. And she in the comforts of her home. Amen. She don't have to worry about running through the streets. Amen. You're ministering, Sister Ruby. You're witnessing. You're on the line doing what God has put in your spirit to do in this season. Amen. And when he gets ready for you to do something else in another season, hey, he going to bring it on. So I love that. Amen. I love that. Amen. And I don't stop. I'm like the Energizer. The Energizer button. He just keep going and going and going. So I kept on calling and kept on praying because I knew it was a spirit that was trying to overtake her. Amen. But she has the victory today. Hey, glory to God. And we love you on this line, Sister Ruby. You have been faithful to this broadcast. You have been faithful to God's people. And God will never, hallelujah, he'll never forsake you. He said when your mother and your father forsake, the Lord will take you up. So I'm so glad that you shared that experience with us. Somebody may need to go back in the archives and hear that testimony. Amen. Somebody need to be encouraged today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank you. We're excited about her being on this line. And I feel a little churchy myself right now. Amen. When we get victory over the enemy, we all should be rejoicing with one another.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I see Amy on the line. Amen. I'm sure she have a testimony. This young lady came on the line several weeks ago, and she was in a state. Amen. And she talked about suicide. That spirit was on her. Oh, but she got a different spirit on her today. Amen. So I'm going to open up the lines if she's able to just share testimony with us today and let us know what God is doing in her life. God bless you, sweetie.
Hi.
Hey.
yeah, I feel good. God has really blessed me this week. He's just opening doors for me. I just have a different attitude.
Come on now.
That's all right.
It's just like God has opened doors for me to, as Miss Adrian knows, I went and cut a CD. Another CD.
Look at God.
And I had been cut one, but I didn't say anything about it. But I've already cut another CD, and the record company in New York wants it. So, and I'm planning on doing a concert in New Orleans.
Look at God!
It will probably be, I was going to say September, but that's a little too close. I want to do it around December.
Lord have mercy.
I'm going to do a gospel CD as well in a couple of weeks.
All right.
I do country now, but, God led me to do a gospel CD.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm just, I just feel totally different from when I first called the line because...
Come on now. That's
you know,
a praise report. Come
it's
on.
Just something, it's just something about loving people of God. It's just like Miss Darlene and Miss Adrian, they have really strengthened me.
Thank you.
It's just like I have so much strength now. And, you know, when I wanna catch a headache, when I wake up in the morning, and I know that's the devil on me, I'm like, no headache here today.
All right, girl.
Well, it's just, you know, it's just I feel so much better. It's just a different attitude that I have, and it's just like I can't be stopped now. You know, I'm out to do what I'm going to do.
Devil,
I mean,
you can't stop us. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
And, I just want to do what's right, but I just can't. Those two ladies, Miss Darlene and Miss Adrian, they are so precious. You don't understand how
the love of God.
When I first called that line, I felt real suicidal.
Yeah, Minister Democrat prayed for you. Go ahead.
They have, you know, talked to me and stuff, and it's just been totally different.
Mm.
And, you know, God is opening doors for me, and, you know, like, you know, the guy in Charlotte, North Carolina, he said, I should have done been on the road. But I had nobody to really push me to where I need to be.
Go ahead, girl.
Thank you.
So now I'm taking my stand and I'm doing what I need to do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Look at God.
But they are so precious. I mean, and they're real. I've never felt so much love in my whole life.
My God.
And they're so special, and they're special people of God. And
thank
I can
on.
Know, I know that they're praying for me because I feel it.
Lord Jesus.
They're praying for me because I feel it, because it's just like I'm gaining strength. It's
go
like
ahead,
I'm
girl.
Strength day by day.
As
everybody knows, you know, I do work in a bar, but God is fixing to open another door to where I can come out of
go that. Ahead, girl. You speaking it. You
all
calling
right.
it into existence. I've even got
some girls wanting to, when y'all, they have the, whatever, your conference or whatever you're having in September, I've got girls that want to follow me to New Orleans to wherever y'all want to teach at.
All right.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, this is a praise report. Go ahead, baby. Testify. You talking about what God is doing in your life.
I had texted Miss Adrian yesterday, and my niece's husband's brother was in a bad car accident yesterday. And when I had texted her right then and asked her to pray for him, they called me back 30 minutes later and told me the car flipped 5 times. Five times, and Eric came out without a scratch on him.
You better bless the Lord.
Come on.
Eric came out without a scratch on him.
Look at that.
Without a scratch.
Jesus.
And I told my niece that, you know, I had people praying for him.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, if y'all ever doubt God, if you ever doubt what two can do, the Bible says two is better than one. If you ever doubt that we can touch and agree on anything, God say, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing on anything, he would be in the midst. When this young lady called to the line, all of you all, I think everybody that's on the line today was on the line. and you could feel her spirit. And when she said that, we felt it. And we immediately began to intercede, and Minister Democrat prayed for her. Now, a couple of weeks later, she have a different testimony. God has given her life and that more abundant. Ooh, all it take is one word.
All right.
All it take is one touch. See, God can speak one word, and that word is life. And you got to live. Ah, you shall live and not die. So she's happy. She's free in her spirit. She done testified what God is doing. Not what she's doing, what God is doing. When you commit your way to God, he said, God will go before you. Anything else, sweetie, go right ahead. This is testimony. Then we're going to go to come to Sister T, and then we're going to go to the man of God and let him exhort a little bit on, I will bless the Lord at all times. This is a day to give God praise and to give him glory and thank him. Sometimes we thanking God with our friends and, you know, our neighbors and other people. But sometimes God want us to openly testify about what he is doing, what he has done, and what he is going to do. Woo, I love him today. I love him today. Go ahead, Amy. You got anything else?
Yeah, I want to say I want to say that, you know, I thank you all for praying for me. I thank everybody on this line for praying for me and for loving me and caring for me. And I realize now if I had committed suicide that night, I wouldn't be where I am now.
That's right.
I just couldn't be where I'm at now.
Hallelujah.
All I ever wanted is for somebody to love me. That's all I ever wanted.
Yes, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord of God. Wonderful. Well, we love you. If you ever doubt that anybody love you, tune into this line.
That's right.
And hear a word of encouragement. We're here to encourage people. We're not here to dictate. We're not here to embarrass. We're not here to contaminate or pollute God's word. Amen. We're here to be an inspiration. Amen. To be able to empower and to enhance and encourage people and give them hope. Amen. We don't know what folks are going through. We all have a story. Amen. So you just have really encouraged me today to just hear how vibrant and alive you are and how excited you are about what God is doing. And one day at a time, we have to put on and we have to take off. Amen. So we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. That's a testimony. And we're so happy to see you on the line where you were able to share that testimony with us today. Amen. We're going to go to Sister T. Is it anything else? This testimony time, that's all we're doing today. Amen. So we don't have to have no comments and remarks. If you want to testify, you have time today. This is your day. Amen, amen, Amy. So if not, we're going to go to Sister T, and then we're going to go to the man of God and let him give us an exhortation. He's always ready. God always have a word in his mouth. Amen. So Sister T, you all that missed yesterday, go back on the archives and listen to Evangelist Tears. She ministered for us yesterday, and I tell you, she really blessed our souls on yesterday. So Sister T, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Can you come back to me? I'm in a place of business.
All right. Amen. All right,
thank you so much.
We're going to go. We only have about 7 callers on the line today. Amen. So this is our day. We'll come back to Sister T. So good to see the man of God on the line, Minister Democrat. Welcome
amen.
Back.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. That's a way to come back to hear some testimony like that. Amen. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, amen.
Yes,
let us go in the house of the Lord. If you ain't been treasuring your anointing yet, listen to that testimony today. Amen. Mm. Because somebody on this line prayed. Amen. And that anointing stirred up inside of you. And we know what the anointing does. The Bible says, amen to God, because of the anointing. Amen, amen. The yoke is destroyed. And we got to hear a yoke destroyed tonight. So I'm just encouraged. Amen. I'm excited. I got a chance to hear a little bit of Sister T yesterday and whatnot. I turned into the archives and whatnot, and I heard a little something about, amen, a strengthening your anointing. Amen. Going more into your anointing. Amen. And I heard her talk about how she found herself on a sidewalk.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Well, I know you listen, because that's just what she said.
My God. And somebody tonight, amen, Amy might not have been on the sidewalk, but she found herself in a place that she did not want to be. Amen. But God met her exactly where she was at. He led her to this line. Amen. Mm. Each one of us, amen, of God, it's no coincidence, amen, that we are listening to this line today. It's not a coincidence that you survived what you survived, because, amen of God, like, amen, a woman of God said, amen, you went through it, amen, for somebody else, even though you took the pain, even though you cried the tears, even though you, amen, went through it, amen, amen, God is going to use you, amen, amen, of God, to bless somebody else. So we thank and praise God, amen, amen. I will bless the Lord. At all, now that's something right there. At all times, I'm gonna tell a story. You know, I'll be real brief. Amen.
Go ahead. You got time? Take your time. Exhort.
Amen. And this is funny that the woman of God was we use that as a subject. I will bless the Lord at all times. Well, this mayor of a particular city, amen, got an invitation. He was black. And he had an invitation to go speak at a big event. And so this young lady invited him, and they went to this big event, and they were like the only black people there almost and whatnot. And so the lady greeted them at the door, and, you know, they were all excited to be there. They were like, wow, I feel like I'm out of my element, but I belong here. I am a man. And And the lady greeted them at the door, and she was all embracing, showing them mad love, and she led them to the back of the building, and she said, where are you guys' uniforms at? And she was treating them nice, but she thought that they were a maid and a butler for the event, because they were the only black. Now the lesson today is I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my... Now, imagine you going into a particular place. You got your suit on. You deserve to be there because you have position. But when you are greeted at the door and you are a mayor of a city, you control budgets, you control people.
Yeah.
But when the person greets you at the door, they say amen to God. They lead you to the back, and they're shaking your hand, and they're taking your coat, and they're all nice, but they take you to the back of the building. And I'm not talking about 1965. I'm not talking about 1970. I'm talking about 2014.
Come on now.
And when, now I will bless the Lord at all times. Now, this was one of those times, right? So the mayor of that particular city, he's black, the young lady with him is black, and everybody else around them were white. and they were, you know, surprised. And she said, amen, you know, at the end of the niceness, got them to a back room, like, where is she leading us? She's not going to introduce us to some senators or something. She's not going to introduce us to some governors. But she walked past everybody with them, and they were excited, where she's taking us. They ended up in a back room, and she turned around to them, and she said, can I take your coat? And they was like, yes. Where are y'all uniforms at? Now, they were taken back when they heard it, and didn't know how to react. And the young lady that set it up and that they can get there, she was so angry. And she went there and whatnot and was trying to, it could have been a situation.
Yeah.
But the man did not forget who he was.
Come
in
on,
that
man.
Particular situation.
Go ahead.
Even though they did not know who he was, he knew who he was. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes,
sometimes you will find yourself in situations and people don't know who you are, and they will act a certain way. And she asked the mayor, did he have on, did he bring with him his uniform? And I'm asking somebody on this particular line today, when you find yourself in a situation just like that, people will call you out your name just like that, and acting like, are you the butler, are you the maid, and I can imagine how shocked they probably was. Amen. I had my suit on. I got position. I'm a title and whatnot. But you don't see nothing but color because you assumed that I came there to clear up.
The weight. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, she didn't know that, amen, that man, that particular mayor of that particular city, he came there to clean up. Oh, bless his name. Amen. Come on. Somebody hear what I'm talking about. Amen. That mayor didn't get mad, amen, he got with the young lady, and they went on into the event, and they carry on like nothing happened. Mm. And the young lady, she tells this story everywhere she goes. She went on TED, a very famous forum, and she retold the story. And amen to God that people begin to treat you out your element, out your name, because they did not know who you was.
They didn't know.
But the woman of God told us today, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continue. So even when people don't know who you are, and they asking you things outside of your name, she asked the mayor, where is your uniform?
Where's your uniform?
And when you are tempted to cuss, when you are tempted to fight, when you are tempted to go off, I ask you that same question today. Where is your uniform? I will put on the whole armor of God.
Come on now.
Come on, somebody. Amen. That we can fight the wiles of the devil. I will bless the Lord. Oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. At all times. That woman, when she began to look at them, and she was surprised that he wasn't the help. She was surprised that he wasn't the maid or the butler. She said, well, you're black, and I just assumed that you were the butler. You're black. I just assumed that you were the maid. And the other young lady that was coming there, she assumed she was about to get her butt whooped because she wasn't as understanding because she heard it too. And it was about to be a situation in the place. But amen, hallelujah, that worked itself out and whatnot. But I will bless the Lord.
I will bless him.
You're going to find yourself in situations where people don't know who you are. He could have just showed off and whatnot and just went off and made a big thing out of it. But amen to God, he was the only black there, so it was important for him because she might not going to meet another black person like him in her life. She might not even look to meet another. So it was important. As an ambassador, he knew who he was when she was talking to him. And you will find yourself in situations where you're the only Christian, the only believer in the house. And they might not even see another believer like you. Another Christian might not be strong as you. Another Christian, amen to God, might not have as much patience as you. When they turn to you and ask you, where is your uniform? Amen. You understand who you are. Amen to God. I put on the whole armor of Christ.
The whole armor.
Amen. In other words, I got my helmet of salvation. In other words, amen to God, I'm saved and I'm sanctified. Amen. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I can be on the sidewalk and I'm still saved. Amen. Just because, amen to God, amen, the woman of God found herself on the sidewalk, God did not stop being God.
Come on.
Amen. Just because the woman of God found herself for a little while walked away from her post, God did not stop being God. Because you had a moment that's on this line, amen, God did not stop being God. So we begin to say the statement, I will bless the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. At all times. That means, amen, when I'm feeling good, in season. Oh, like the song said, amen to God. It's the season, hallelujah, for I'm reaping what I've sown. I'm reaping, amen, in season. Mm. But what about out of season? Amen, amen. I will bless the Lord. In other words, I understand that I'm not Jesus, but I'm a reflection of Jesus.
Hey.
And when you see me, you should see Jesus. So amen to God, amen, hallelujah. I'm blessing him by not saying, I'm blessing him by not cussing you out. I'm blessing him by not fighting you.
Yes.
I'm blessing him by not, amen to God, calling you out your name.
Yes,
I will
God.
Bless the
Thank
Lord.
You,
oh, come on, somebody.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
talking to somebody. I will bless the Lord. Amen. Yes, somebody else can testify. Somebody else can sing. Somebody else can preach. But, amen, I'm talking about you today. Amen. That 21st letter in the alphabet is always going to come back to that letter. I will bless the Lord.
Mm.
Yes, that person, but how are you going to deal with it? We ain't worried about what happened to you. What we worried about is how are you going to react to what happened to you. Amen. Because you are a Christian. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. In other words, amen to God, when I'm walked to that back room, and I'm in that back room, and whatnot, here's the mayor, when he walked to that back room, amen, 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 and he didn't know where he was going, amen to God, and when I heard the sister tell a story, and I could tell she was kind of upset, because when you rehash these things, you get upset all over again. Hallelujah. But they walked to the back room. And when they got there, she turned around and asked them, where is your uniform? Amen. Had they not had their uniform on, amen, amen. And I'm talking about a spiritual uniform. Amen. The woman, amen, would have lost her job. The woman, amen, got family would have lost. She would have been, amen, a guy like that, the Clippers owner, all over the TV, all over the news, all over, but he understood his position. He understood where he was at. He said, amen, she might not have known a lot of black people. She might not have experienced a lot of black people. So I'm going to represent today. Hallelujah. Do we got somebody willing to represent today? Amen for the Christian. Somebody might not even meet another Christian. Amen, amen. They might not understand or run into nobody else. So you might be the only epistle that they're going to read, the only one that they're going to see today. So we ask, amen, to you today a question. Will you be able to bless the Lord at all times? And will his praises now be inside of your mouth? Now, why the mouth? Why did God say, praise me with my mouth? Why did he not choose my hands? Why did he not say, praise me with the dance? He said, I will bless the Lord at all times, but it will be inside of my mouth. God has always been concerned about your mouth, because there is power in your mouth. There's more power in your mouth that's inside of a gun. There's more power in your mouth than inside of a knife. Amen. I say all the time when I speak, amen to God, look at Samson. When he found himself surrounded, he found a jawbone of an ass. And when he found it, why he could not find a bow and arrow? Why did he not find a gun? Why did he not find a spear? But God showed him a skeleton of a mouth. And God said, amen to God, that means the skin done came off of it. That means it didn't have, amen to God, no blood on it. That means, amen, it was dried up. Amen. How many of y'all mouth feel dried up? You ain't said nothing in a long time. Amen. You ain't praised him in a long time. Your mouth seems like it's dried up. But the Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises will continue to be well inside your mouth. See, Samson surrounded, and he looks around at the enemy. I don't have no chariots. I don't have no army. All I have is a dried up bone of a mouth. And he picked up that dried skeleton of a mouth, and he swung it, and he was able to kill all those that came for him with a dried up bone of a mouth, a dried up jawbone. What you doing with your dried up jawbone? Amen.
Lord,
it done got dried up. You ain't been praising. It done got dried up. You ain't been decreeing and declaring. It done got dried up. You ain't been saying nothing. But amen, Samson took up the dried jawbone. Amen. He began to swing it and begin to kill all his enemies. I'm telling you, if you're listening on this phone today, amen to God, if you pick up your jawbone, I don't care if you ain't prayed in a long time. I don't care if you ain't made a decree and a declare in a long time. I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. At all times.
Yes,
and his praises shall continually be where? In, somebody say it's in my mouth. Come on, come on, come on. It's in my mouth. How the blessing, where is the blessing in my mouth? Where is the answer in my mouth? Where is the cure in my mouth? Where is the victory? It's in my mouth. The word is nigh thee, the Bible says even, in your mouth. I will bless the Lord.
Lord Jesus.
At all times. And his praises shall continually be inside my mouth. The power is in the tongue. The word, your victory is in your tongue. Your words, your destination to victory from right where you at right now is in your mouth. The GPS to victory is in your mouth. You got to speak it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I will bless the Lord. When you get walked to that back room and they calling you out your name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, amen. And you know you, I'm talking to somebody, you know they will, they might walk you back in that back room and say, all right, I'm going to try and see if you really saved. It's
all
summertime.
Right.
Look at this. Amen, amen. I know you've been selling it for a long time, but look at it.
Mm.
Where is your uniform?
Mm.
Amen, amen, amen. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. They're going to try you. And
yes,
they're going to ask you that question, where is your uniform? Amen. You're going to need to have on something to help you fight that test. Amen. Because the test is coming. I don't care whether you studied for it. I don't care if you ain't got position. The test is coming.
Come on.
Amen. And when the test comes, the answer is in your mouth. I want you to begin to swing your jawbone in the name of Jesus. Amen. And when I say swing your jawbone, I mean decree and declare like Samson did. Samson took that dead, dried up bone that he found on the ground. Hallelujah. And he began to swing it. Amen. Maybe somebody, amen, even your phone is on mute, so you won't disturb this message. Begin to swing your jawbone in the name of Jesus. Amen. Begin to decree and declare over your situation. Begin to decree and declare over your life. Swing your jawbone in the name of Jesus. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. His praises will continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. How I got over, my soul looks back and wonders, because back in the day I would not have passed the test. Back in the day I would not have had on that uniform. Back in the day, amen to God, amen, amen, the praise would not have been what you found in my mouth. But I will bless the Lord. I will bless. Come on. Somebody swing your jawbone. Swing it. I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going through something right this second. I challenge you to swing your jawbone. I challenge you. Amen, amen, amen. To use what you got. Amen. Treasure your anointing. I challenge you to treasure what you got inside of you.
Yes, Lord.
I challenge you. Swing your jawbone. I will bless the Lord at all. I know you might not feel like it. I know it might not be a good day. I know, amen to God, you're going through some stuff, but I challenge you.
Yes,
to bless the Lord at all times.
Jesus.
His praises shall continually be in your mouth, because when you begin to speak a thing, my God, you begin to change an atmosphere.
Yes,
hallelujah. You begin, don't hide it. but you got to cover it up. That jawbone was dry because it ain't been used.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you what happens.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to speak to New Orleans just for a few seconds. Amen.
Yes.
It might sound political, but amen. All of a sudden, they did the BP cleanup in New Orleans.
Mm.
Amen. They dropped, amen, chemicals from the sky on top of the oil. Amen. And what that did was it sunk the oil to the bottom of the ocean.
Mm.
Amen. That way it wouldn't be no controversy because people wouldn't see it on top of the water.
Yeah.
But as long as they can hide it, we can get away with stuff.
All right.
And then we find that, amen, because they pushed it down instead of got rid of it, down the line that oil starts showing up on different parts, amen, of the lake.
Yeah.
Fish starts showing up dead. And a whole economy got destroyed because they wanted to hide something.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Instead of cleaning up. Wanted to hide something, and they got paid off, and BP came down there paying people off and had you cleaning up and not protect. I'm saying that you got on your uniform today. These people were down there cleaning up, and BP did not tell them you need to protect yourself when you're scooping up that poison water, amen, because we drop poison in that water. You need to protect yourself when you're walking around, amen, and God getting that stuff splashed on your hands and you inhaling that. But they did not tell the people to protect themselves while they was going through the water cleaning up. I'm telling you today while you're on this line and you cleaning your spiritual self up, protect yourself. Amen, amen, amen. Begin to cover yourself in the blood. Amen. And God, begin to use the name Jesus. Amen. They begin to clean up. Amen. After that oil spill, and one by one, year after year, they begin to get sick. They found themselves covered in boils. They found themselves breaking out in rashes, and they found themselves, and they asked him, "What happened to you?" And he said, "Well, I was cleaning up after the oil spill, and amen to God, and I found this stuff on me. Had it happened before?" And they said, "No. Had you had the boils before?" And he said, "No, but it only began to happen when I clean up." And I tell you, amen to God, when you begin to come to the Lord and change your mind and give your life to the Lord, when you start cleaning up, amen, amen, all hell going to seem to break loose. Amen, amen, amen to God. They said, amen, nothing was wrong until they started cleaning up. When they began to clean up, they wasn't protected. So what happened? Amen. They got boils on them. Some of them died. Amen. So I'm talking to somebody today. Amen, amen, amen. They tried to hide that stuff by using a chemical to sink it under the water. Amen. But then somebody stood up, and somebody did a documentary about it. Somebody stood up and used their jawbone, and because they used their mouth, somebody, amen, of God, is going to live. Somebody's child is going to live because they spoke about it. Amen. You can't hide everything. Amen. Sometimes the Bible calls that strongholds. Amen. Of God. As long as I don't talk about it, it don't exist. Amen. As long as I don't, come on, somebody. I'm talking to somebody. You ain't talked about it, so you thought it went away. You ain't spoke about it, so you thought it went away. But just like that oil that was sunk to the bottom. Amen. God, it began to show itself upon the thing. It began to show itself on boils, on people. It began to show itself, amen, in rashes. Amen, amen, amen. It's something that bad happens. You don't use your mouth. That jawbone on the ground was dried up, but it still had power. Amen. I want you to get that. I don't care how long you've been keeping that secret. I don't care how long you ain't said nothing. I don't care how long, amen, it was a dry dip. A bone mean the skin off of it. A bone mean the blood off of it. But Samson picked up a bone, something that was dead, and he fought with it.
It was
a mouth. I believe we got some mouths on here that's ready to fight.
Yes,
I believe
God.
We got some mouths on here, amen, to God, that's ready to say, "I'm going to bless the Lord at all times." Amen. In other words, I'm not going to, amen, keep things in anymore, but I'm going to begin to speak over that stuff. I'm going to decree and declare over that stuff. So unlike the oil spill, amen, don't drop nothing on me that's going to push it to the bottom of the ground. That ain't healing nothing. I need something to speak over it. And the story, the Bible says, because of the anointing, the yoke
get
destroyed.
Mm.
I will bless the Lord, not people. Come on. I will bless
all right.
the Lord. Amen. Not television shows. I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen to God. Not amen witchcraft. I will bless the Lord, not astrology.
Oh,
I will bless the Lord. Oh, come on, come on. Not tradition. I will bless the Lord.
All right.
At all times. Hallelujah. And his praises, shall continually be in my mouth. God bless you. Hopefully you said something. Amen, amen, amen. At all times. Are you wearing your uniform? Because you're going to get taken. You're going to get tried. Somebody's going to call you out your name. And amen.
Right.
Something's going to happen to you, and you're going to see whether you got your uniform on or not. We used to play your song, "Hey, Mother Witch, are you ready? I'm putting on my shoes." You ain't going to have time to put on your shoes, right? "Hey, Mother Witch, are you ready? I'm putting on." Well, come on, come on. See, I'll be 50 next year, so I'm singing them old songs, right? The old games. You say, "What game is that? Over which are you ready?" Amen. I got Madden, or I got Xbox 360. We ain't playing that. What you talking?
Right.
How you doing? I'm trying to told you. Amen, amen, hallelujah. But God want us to be ready, right? Amen.
Oh,
how you be ready? Amen. Get that word inside you. "Thy word have I hidden in my heart.
Word have I hidden in my heart."
Come on, come on. "That I might not."
Sin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
"Sin against thee." God bless you. Amen. May heaven smile upon you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
All right, all right. See, hello, Jesus. You don't know how God is going to bless. All we got to do is show up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All we got to do is show up. I don't care if you don't have a uniform on.
Come on, come on.
Show up. Ready. Prepared, like Sister Ruby say. Be on your post. Don't desert your post. Hallelujah.
All right. All right.
Stay on your assignment. Wow.
Woo,
God, you never know how God is going to bless us. This has been a word today. We have heard the testimony. Amen. I tell you, God will never be left without a witness. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo, he'll always have somebody to testify of his goodness. Amen. To give him glory, to give him praise.
Hallelujah.
We didn't have a lot of people, and the Lord knew who was going to be on this line.
That's right. That's
he
right.
knew that he had already set this day aside.
Yes,
amen.
God.
He already knew who was going to be blessed. Amen. He knew the testimonies that would come forth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, I bless you today.
Jesus,
thank
you,
and had liberal Democrat waiting in the wings.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
What a great exhortation. Amen,
Jesus.
Amen. Do you know who you are?
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Do you know who you are? If we are a reflection of Jesus, guess what? Jesus knew who he was.
Right.
He knew his assignment. Amen.
Right.
He was on his post. Hallelujah. When his mother and father was looking for him, he said, "Don't you know I'm about my father's business? I'm taking care of my father's business."
Uh-huh.
Amen. If you knew who I was, you wouldn't question where I've been. I'm in the house of the Lord, preaching and teaching. I came to set the captives free.
Hallelujah.
Woo,
hallelujah.
God, I don't
hallelujah.
Know about you all today, but I'm free today. Hey, Jesus, I will bless the Lord at all times. Sister Ruby, God, she's free today. Amen.
All right.
Amen. She went through her difficulties last month, but she's free today. Amen. She can say, "I will bless the Lord. The Lord didn't lead me in that state."
Amy testified.
Amen. How she was suicidal a couple of weeks ago. Amen. But she's came. Today is another day. Amen. She's giving God glory for what he's doing in her life. Woo, Jesus. I see my sister Dawn. I know she's at work. Amen. So we're going to continue to pray for her. Amen. I know she got a testimony. She's just not able to express it on the day. Thank God for that word of God, man. That was
hallelujah.
Great. That was
hallelujah.
Great. That was great. Let's go to Sister T and see if she's able to say anything. I tell you, we have had a time on the line.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It don't
hallelujah.
Take no whole lot of folks, huh?
All right.
Amen. It don't take a whole lot of folks to give God some glory.
Jesus.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Sister T, God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. First, giving honor to God, to Evangelist Bernard, and to all the beautiful people of God, to the mothers on the line, and all the pastors and teachers.
Mother
on the
with us today. I got to check on Mother.
Yes.
I praise the Lord today for all that he's doing. I'm just going to give a brief testimony. God has been using me in the capacity of just being a witness to people.
Yes,
it's because I've been through so much in my life that he's using me now as his own witness. So it was a couple of nights ago. Excuse me for all the noise in the background. There was a couple of nights ago, a friend of mine came to me and they said that they wanted to give up on their life and kind of piggybacked on what you were talking to the young lady about. They just kind of broke down into tears. I remember inviting them to church. And they came, but they hadn't been in church in a long time, and they really had given up on God, and, you know, they really were kind of blaming God for the situations and the choices, and, you know, God just used me as a witness. He told me to tell that person that, you know, I kind of missed me even yesterday, that your life is really not your own. You know,
that's right.
We say we give ourselves away, but are we really giving ourselves to God? And we can't allow all the trials and tribulations of our life to want us to give up on life. You know, our life really is not ours. You know, we are bought with a price by the blood of Jesus. He paid his life for us. And this person just broke down into tears, and, you know, God just had me minister to them and to let them know that regardless of how you feel, regardless of how people have turned their back on you, have stepped on you, kicked dirt on you, whatever, the Lord loves you unconditionally.
That's
and
right.
You don't have the right to take what's not your own. So I just thank and praise God that he's using me now as a light, you know. And I realize now that it's not about me. It's about God, and it's about the God that lives inside of me. I just thank and praise God that he allowed me to go through all that I went through just to be a testimony, to be a walking, living, breathing testimony of God's grace and God's mercy and how he performed so many different miracles in my life. I remember even, I think I told this before, but I hear God, he said, tell it everywhere you go. When you had a 32 over 13 blood pressure and they counted you out and they said that you are cold blue and you can sit here right now at the Mercedes dealership waiting on your car. You know, you're sitting here waiting on your car thanking God that you're able to even breathe air. You know, breathing air. I remember being hooked up to all these different tubes and you know, people counting me out. And
I remember just
laughing. I was laughing because God had already spoken to me. He spoke to me and told me that this is only a test. That I want you to see that I am the God who has all power to heal. I am the God who has all power to deliver. I am the God who has all power to set free. So I just thank and praise God for what he's doing for me in my life, and I'm going to continue to be a light that shines.
All right, Sister T.
You know, that
thank
people
you
will know that there is a God. And
there
you don't
is
have to
a
give
God.
Up. You don't have to go in the path. Because if you save the wretch like me, he can save you.
Hallelujah.
I just thank and praise God today. I really want to get loud, but I'm at a European motor dealership, and I can't get loud the way I want to. But all I can say is to God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
All right, Sister T. God is blessing. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And I'm sure you have shared Jesus with somebody while you were there. Hallelujah. Bold. Bold as a lion. And that's the way we have to be bold for God. I tell you, I have enjoyed you all the day on with these testimonies. And I'm going to ask our friend, our dear sister, to sing just a chorus. I want you all to hear. This woman is gifted. She has a gift. The same one that was thinking and contemplating suicide. See, the devil want to kill us because he know the gifts that God has deposited in us. Amen. And he don't want those gifts to come alive. He don't want those gifts to be ministered to others. She has a ministering gift. Amen. And she sings country, but she sings gospel too. Amen. So I want
all
her
right.
to just give us a chorus or something of a something gospel. Amen. I want you all to hear this woman of God. Amen. Go ahead, sweetie.
Well, my throat is hurting really bad. Is it okay if I let you hear the song I recorded yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
We can hear that. Look at
okay,
God.
This song is called I'm On My Way.
All right.
I'm on my way. Ah! I'm on my way. Listen at that.
Oh. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm sorry. It messed up. I'm sorry. My bad.
Okay. That's a good young folks. See, my bad. Your bad becomes God's good.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't need a witness.
My God. All right, girl, that was
beautiful. All right. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm on my way.
Yes.
You and you know what?
I'm on my way, and it's talking about, I wrote that song, it's talking about somebody cleared the path.
Wow.
Yes, God.
Wow.
And now I'm on my way.
Jesus cleared the path. And
that's
now
right.
You're on your way. Hey! Woo! God, do you know God? Everything God has, God said, when he looked and everything he made, he said, everything I've made is perfect. Ah!
Yes.
Glory
that's
to God.
For me in New Orleans because I'm doing a concert in December.
Lord
all
have
right.
mercy. Now, she told me that yesterday. She said the Lord told me to do a benefit concert for your ministry.
All right.
Now, could she do that? Has she carried out that act?
That's right.
A couple of weeks ago. And when she told me that, listeners, I'm telling you, it broke me down.
My Lord, my Lord.
Out of nowhere, she said, the Lord put on my heart to do something for you. She said, don't you say no. And I said, what you talking about? She said, I'm going to do a benefit concert for your ministry.
Yes.
I said, what? Lord, y'all don't understand. Y'all don't really understand. Y'all really don't understand. What God will do for somebody.
I have my own band in a couple of months.
Look at God. Pursuing the things that's in your heart. He say, give us according to our several abilities.
All right.
You know, if we don't get up and use the gifts that God has given us, those gifts will lay dormant, and he'll find somebody else that appreciate it and
is
thankful and grateful, and he'll give them those gifts. Because we won't use them for his glory. Woo, Lord God. You know what? Sister Ruby often say, this is not our, this, we try to float, not try to. I really listen to what God is saying. Sometimes we want to go on our instincts. But our instincts aren't always of God.
Amen.
Amen. So I said, Lord, no speaker today, open up the line and let them give God some glory. Let them testify of God's goodness.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, I'm touched. I'm touched. The weeping prophet. Amen. I'm staying strong today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Well, we bless the Lord for you all. We bless God for you. See, Sister Albertine just came on the line. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a word, what a word. Awesome testimonies today. So we're going to open up her line, Sister Ruby. Let's see if she have a testimony for the Lord. That's what we're doing today, Sister Albertine. So good to see you.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. It's so good to see Sister Ruby back. I think I heard Pratt on the line and all the callers. Money is just life, just trusting God, just believing God for some things, and just staying in faith, just staying in prayer. And my son is going off to college, and he's moving to Atlanta,
right.
So please keep him in prayer. And, you know, he just broke a lot of generational curses with
– Come on now.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, going to jail when they was very young. And I have a brother that's 16. He was 16, turned 17, and my other brother 19, and they've been in jail for 30 years each. And
God
release them, you know, out of – we've been praying and getting them attorneys. But I just look at my children and their ages and how my family and a lot of things they went through and how with my life and the things I promised and I worked hard for to make sure my kids go through and to make sure my kids made a difference. So my testimony is just, it's so amazing seeing my son, you know, his second year in college and now he's going to a prep school in Atlanta. It's a dream come true.
Wow.
And, you know, he's never been arrested, never been to jail.
Come on now, that's a testimony.
He's a straight-A student, you know, and I'm just so proud of him. And he's a gentleman.
Right.
I love God. You know, he is a Christian, and he's just such a gentleman. So it's just such a blessing to see, you know, the things that God has done in his life. And my 15-year-old, you know, playing football and going to a really good school and not in any trouble and not in gangs. So it's just like, it's normally sometimes it takes two or three generations. This was the next generation. I just promised myself that, you know, just to stay faithful and just work hard as I could. By myself, I raised these kids. And God, you know, stepped in. So that's my testimony. I thank God, and I'm just proud of my children and the things that God is continually doing in their lives. And I'm thankful. I really thank God and God bless you all. I missed you guys, and I just thank God for this ministry. It is such a blessing to be able to call in and really get a great word.
Amen,
so
amen. Well, tell your son we say congratulations from New Destiny Ministries. We certainly appreciate you and appreciate your support, appreciate your family. We certainly lift you up in prayer when we don't see the regular callers. We know you're busy, have lives and doing things. This is summertime too. People on vacations, there's graduations and proms and all kinds of things during these months. So we thank God for each and every one of you all. Just want to thank everyone that supporting the Fall the Daughter Talk Conference. Continue to keep Pastor Blake's up in prayer, amen, and pray that we'll have an anointed time and souls will be transformed and there will be healing during this conference. And New Destiny Ministries is representing, amen. So we thank God for that. Thank God for what he's doing. And thank God for each and every one that shared their testimonies today. Thank God for Sister Ruby being back with us. Thank God for the exhortation by Minister Democrat. Amen. He probably have to go for it tomorrow, too. No speaker for tomorrow, but Thursday, Elder William Caldwell from Pasadena, California, will be speaking. And then on Friday, Prophetess Darlene will be ministering the word. So we thank God for each and every one of you all. It's been such a blessing. Thank God for I'm On My Way by Amy. That song, amen, amen. Thank God for her tuning in and being able to testify and share some of her gifts with us. Amen. So we thank God for you. We're going to go back and have a word of dismissal. Anybody have any prayer requests before we dismiss? I do want you all to pray for Pastor Blake's and that Fall the Daughter Conference. Remember our Citywide Crusade up and coming in September, September the 4th through the 6th. We're excited about that, so still looking forward to doing a great thing and just trying to bring some awareness here in this city and trying to do what God has called us to do in this season. So we thank God for that. So we're going to go. We'll go to Minister Democrat and let him dismiss us with the word of prayer and have final remarks. Amen. Sister Ruby, any other remarks? Sister Ruby?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's been a blessing.
Amen, amen. So tune in tomorrow. We'll see you all on tomorrow. So Minister Democrat, God bless. You could close us out with a word of prayer. Those of you that have Prophetess Darlene, tune in and be blessed on our prayer line tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central, and that's 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. I will bless the Lord. That's what we were talking about and giving God glory for today. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. That's right. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Receive that in your spirit. Amen today. Amen, amen. No matter what's going on. Amen, amen. A charge to keep I have and a God to glorify. Amen. Another dying soul to save and fit it for the sky. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. For one more time.
One more
time. Allowing us to come together on this phone. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah with this people. Amen. To hear these testimonies, God. Lord, oh, God, blessed to know that you are still in, oh, God, the healing business. You're still in the answering prayer business, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for all the listeners, God. Amen. That heard that encouraging testimony, God. Hallelujah, God, that somebody was going to take their life. Amen, amen. But, God, you said not so. Amen. Somebody else, amen to God, was out there on drugs. And you said not so. And somebody else is on this phone right now, God, going through something. And the devil is saying no, no, no. Oh, God, but oh, God, the woman of God reminded us, it don't matter how many no's you get. Amen, amen to God. But all you need is one yes. Hallelujah. Lord, we're looking for that one yes on this phone today, God. Somebody to say yes today, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There are a lot of battles. Oh, God, but none of that matters. Hallelujah. Oh, God, they just need to win the real one. Amen. That's the one that's going to get into heaven, God. Oh, God, we speak that in their life right now, God. Those that who've been losing, those who've been defeated, God. Oh, God, we send, oh, God, this prayer to them, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you might be looking for a job right now. We cover you. We cover your city that's recovering right now. All you need is that one yes. Oh, God, we speak that encouragement in their spirit, God. Oh, God, send that one yes, oh, God. I'm not asking for a lot of yeses. Oh, God, but send that one yes.
One yes.
Oh, God, so they can take care of their family, God. Send that one yes. God, that they can, oh, God, take care of their business, God. Amen. In spite of all the no's that they've been hearing in 2014. Send that one yes. Amen. And that family will be blessed. That congregation will be blessed, God. That situation will be changed. Amen. And that overflow will be released in their life. We speak it right now. We focus on that one yes. In the name of Jesus right now, we release that. Amen. I want you to look for it. The Bible says amen to God. Amen. I'm going to bless those that's looking. Amen, amen. Look, 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 look. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding today. Amen. We ask that you look for that one yes. Amen. This week, not next month, not next year. Look for that one yes. You've been getting a lot of no's for something. We're speaking to somebody. Amen, amen to God. You've been getting a lot of no's. Amen. But God don't want you to concentrate on that no's. He wants you to get ready for that one yes.
Yes.
That one yes is on its way. We speak in that. And we're releasing that in your life right now. We don't know who you're talking to. But you've been getting a lot of no's. You've been getting no. It's not going to happen. No. It's no. No. But God is about to send that one yes. Amen to God. Compared to all those thousands of no's that you got. Amen. You might have got 1,000 no's. You might have got 100 no's. But this one yes is going to cancel all that out. We speak it in your life right now for that. Well, come on, come on, come on, come on. Somebody say, I receive my one yes. Amen. Come on, receive it, receive it. We speak it. When you hang up the phone, I want you to look for that one yes. Forget about all the no's. I want you to look for that one yes. Be looking for it. Amen. The gods are going to bless. Amen. The God, yes, I had a no. This one done told me no. That done told me no. No, no, no. But God, when I hang up this phone, I'm going to look for that one yes. I speak it in this phone right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. Not by power nor by might, but by your spirit, God. We're going to cancel out all of the no's by your one yes. We speak that in the phone right now, God. We receive it right now, God. Hallelujah. That there be no backlash. That there be no retaliation. While they're looking for that yes, God. Oh, God, we speak against every no. Amen, amen. We hold back. We cancel the assignment of the no's in their life. We cancel that no and that no. And we cancel that no by the authority of Jesus Christ. And we speak for that one yes, that one yes in their life, that one yes that's going to change their life, that one yes, God. Oh, God, is going to help them take care of their family. We speak that right now, God, in the name of Jesus, with your angels, God. Catch hold of this, oh, God, decree. Catch hold of this declaration in that house, God. In that house, God. In that house. Even while they're sitting in their car, God. Catch hold, catch hold, catch hold, catch hold. Even now. Hallelujah. We release that one yes.
Yes.
Amen, amen. God, you're going to do it. And we're thanking you in advance. Begin to thank God for that one yes. Begin to thank him for it. God is going to send you that one yes. Amen. You've been holding on. You've been going through it. All those no's all week, all year, all this time. You've had all the no's. This one yes is going to change your situation. You speak that in your life right now. Hallelujah. One yes, God. That's all we're praying for, God. One yes is going to change it and turn it around, God. We don't care about all the no's, God. All those rejection letters, God. All of them, oh, God, no's and canceled things and this and that, God. But, oh, God, we receive that one yes, God. Hallelujah, not by power nor by might, but that one yes. Send it in the neighborhood. Send it in the congregation, God. Send it in the doctor's office, God. Send it, send it, send it in this line, God. Send it in a prayer group, in a prayer line, God. Send it right now, God. Oh, God, that they can receive it when it comes. In the name of Jesus right now, we speak this. We release this on this line. As you hang up, look for that one yes. Look for it. Look for it. Hallelujah. God is going to bless you while you're looking. While you're looking. While you're looking, you're going to get blessed. While you're looking, God is going to send that one yes. We speak that in your life. Even now, God, that one yes. I don't care about my nose, God. I don't care. I don't care. I done turned this in and got turned down. I got turned this and got turned down. But, oh, God, hallelujah, that one yes is going to turn it around for me. I thank you for that one yes. As I hang up this phone, I thank you, Lord.
Yes,
I give you a wave offering even now. Come on, come on, come on. Give God a wave offering. I thank you for that one yes that you're going to send, oh God, into my family. I thank you for that one yes, God, that you're going to send into my congregation, God. I thank you for that one yes you're going to send in this prayer group, God. Amen. That's going to come on, come on, come on, come on. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you for that one yes, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Forget about the news. Forget about them. They had to come. Oh, God, but a yes is coming. A yes is coming. A yes is worth more than money. Hallelujah. A yes, a yes, a yes, a yes is going to change it in the name of Jesus, God. We speak that right now in this line, God. Oh, God, and I ask for any intercessor on this line. Amen, amen, amen. Touch and agree with me. Amen. That God will send that yes, amen, to God, into their week, oh, God. Oh, God, that way he will send that one yes. They don't need a lot, amen, God. We ain't even asking for a lot. Oh, God, but we asking for that one yes. In the name of Jesus, God, that one yes, that one yes, God. I don't care, amen, God, how many no's have been in our life. God, we know that, oh, God, all it takes is one of your yeses. Hallelujah, oh, God, to right every wrong, God. To do, oh, God, to fix everything that's been broken. Oh, God, we just need that one yes. We speak that right now. Oh, God, we decree it. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Some intercessor is declaring it right now. Some intercessor is walking back and forth, declaring and decreeing right now. That oneness is coming into their life. Hallelujah. That pastor, that prophet. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. You got to fight with me. You got to fight with me on this. Come on. We got to beat that thing up together. Amen. All of them knows need to know that that one yes. Amen. It's going to cancel out their assignment. We cancel your assignment, demon. We touch and agree with that prophet on this line. We touch and agree with that intercessor, that prophetess. We touch and agree, God, with that evangelist, God. Oh, God, we touch and agree right now with that armor bearer. Oh, even now, God, the host. We touch and agree, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're sending that one yes, God. Oh, God, right now, we claim it right now, together, God. Oh, God, even now, together, God. Oh, we speak it. We speak it even now, God. Hallelujah. Even though we've been told no, even though they done said it out loud, somebody even whispered it. Amen. But, oh, God, we cancel out the no's even now and get ready for your one yes. We speak that right now. We welcome your one yes, Lord. We've been waiting for your one yes, Lord. Ha! Hallelujah. Even now, God. even now in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes,
look for it. Look for your yes today. Look for it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go on and close out with I Choose to Worship by Wes Morgan.
For so long I was silent, for so long I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my days and clouds blocked my way, but there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Can't lay here and give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is known for its with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Just say it with me, come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to. But I made up my mind, I'm going to worship you. In spirit and in truth, I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm going to worship.
I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now. He's healing me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing.
I'm gonna worship
you.
I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times.
I'm gonna worship.
Ooh, yeah. My heart is long for this moment with thee. I choose to
praise the Lord. I choose to worship Westmoreland. Evangelist, did you have anything to say before we close out?
No, God bless you all. See you on tomorrow. God bless.